And now we are incredibly lucky to have Young Lee in the studio right now. Oh, there we go. Levels are up now.
Howdy. How are you going?
Very, very good indeed. Thank you so much for coming along. And you've come all the way from Grays F.
That's right.
Serato headquarters.
That's right. Well, I used to go here actually. So 20 years ago, it all kind of started here. And then we went to all the other places like in... Serato's on Grays Ave at the moment.
Yeah. Perfect. So you're the CEO of Serato, a locally based, internationally acclaimed DJ software that has now made its way into the world of DAWs and such things, which we're here to talk about. But for those people who perhaps don't know the background kind of story behind Serato, what was the sort of building blocks that have sort of started this journey that we're in now?
Cool. Well, as I said, it started here actually about 25 years ago. The two founders, Steve and AJ, were studying computer science here. And actually, Steve wanted to learn how to play the bass guitar. And at the time, he wanted to learn how to play bass to songs he knew, but the songs were going a bit fast. So if you speed up audio, it goes all squeaky, and if you slow down, it goes really deep. He basically cracked the technology so you can speed up and slow down audio without the pitch shifting.
Right.
And so Serato was launched on that, and it's become, that particular software is called Pitch and Time, and it's become the industry standard in the movie studios, actually. So almost every movie or TV show you know, they use Pitch and Time to speed up or slow down their audio without the pitch changing.
Right.
Serato went on from that, and they made Serato Scratch Live, which was the most popular turntable DJ software in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it essentially let DJs travel with two records and a laptop instead of crates and crates of records.
My back, thanks Serato very much for that.
Yeah, that's right. And now we're the most used DJ software in the world. It's used in every country in the world. We had 2 million people last year use Serato DJ.
Far out, really?
Yeah, it's quite a massive thing now, actually. We're always quite proud when we look at our analytics. It literally is every country in the world, millions of people use it, and it's made right here in Grays Ave.
That is absolutely incredible, eh?
Yeah, there's a lot to be proud of, actually.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Great story.
Most definitely. And so how did you kind of get involved with the family then in that case?
I came in a bit later. I built my career at Air New Zealand. I did, 10 years ago, the airline was going, hey, this internet thing is kind of important. What should we do? And no one had experience in the internet at the time. So they gave a plucky 22-year-old like me.
Yo.
So I jumped in. We did their booking engine. We did their website, did grab a seat, did pretty much most of the things the airline is known for online.
And
so after that, because I built a bit of a name for myself, the ex-CEO of Serato, Sam Gribben, bloody good guy, and actually got in contact with me, and I joined Serato as the head of development.
Amazing.
Sam then left and started another tech company called Melodix.
Shout out Melodix.
Yeah. Who do music learning. So we've got a real music tech hub actually happening in Auckland at the moment. So he went off and did his own thing, and so I ended up taking over Serato, which I'm very appreciative of, and now we're here.
Perfect.
It's been great. It ticks all the boxes for me, actually, that place.
Yeah, no doubt. I hear that it's got a fantastic working environment. Everybody who I know who's worked there or does work there always speaks so highly of the working situation.
Well, that's cool.
Everyone's just super driven, having a great time doing things that they love doing.
Yeah, well, you do something you're genuinely proud of, right? And I get it. Work is work, and most of the time you're there, you earn a wage, and it's great.
Yeah.
But at Serato, it's something you can genuinely believe in. You build this thing, it goes out in the world, millions of people use it, it's all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's a product that you can feel proud of. And
yeah,
so that
totally
really galvanizes everyone at work.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. So cool. And so now you guys have, as well as doing Serato DJ, you have moved into the world of DAWs, or digital audio workstations. That being a place where people can create their own tracks, not just play them out. What was sort of the main sort of push behind you guys moving into this world?
Yeah, well, a few years ago, as I said, we've got the most used DJ software in the world. We started looking at what our customers do and what our customers want. And so once you're a successful DJ, what do you do next? Almost all of our customers want to start making beats or making music.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a look at that, and the problem with the customer journey there is the the move from DJing into some of these traditional music production applications is just too intimidating and too steep. You have to go real deep, you have to read manuals, and it takes a long time for you to start making a beat. So we figured we would go in and make the, what we call it, the ultimate beat maker, something that is familiar, intuitive, that people can just pick up, and we call it removing the technicalities, which is essentially you can get straight to making music within half an hour. Mm-hmm. We do all the repetitive computer things that you have to do. So hopefully we take care of that and you can go straight to the music.
Yeah.
And so there's both that, people can ramp on quickly. The other side of Serato Studio is that nothing at the moment really centers or focuses on sample-based music production. If you look at it, especially hip hop, a lot of music that comes out these days, especially in the top 100, is made from audio samples or old records.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just hones in on that and removes the computerness of it and lets you start playing with the samples and playing with the audio.
Yeah,
so that's what we're going for.
Trying to express yourself in your own mix.
Yeah.
So is the idea that you can have sort of like a workflow between the studio and then kind of move along to DJ and start playing out your own tracks and that type of thing?
Well, that's one of the aspects. I mean, but it's a reason to be part of the Serato family. And
yeah,
so we
want
to make sure people can go between each quickly. But it's not mandatory to be, say, a DJ before you start making music production.
Yeah.
And I think the main thing about it is it really gets people from wanting to make music into actually making music and experimenting it within half an hour to an hour. But like the biggest thing for me is it's less about what anyone says and it's more about, I've watched people, they can go from knowing nothing to actually playing with beats within half an hour to an hour.
Yeah, I can attest to that because I was lucky enough to play with Studio and spent 15 minutes, literally sat down for 15 minutes and 15 minutes later I had a beat that I would be more than happy to play out. It just felt so intuitive and I felt like I could really express myself through what I was making,
right.
You know, and that was
brilliant.
Me sitting at work with my laptop and having a jam. So
yeah. And so that's exactly the problem we're trying to solve. You know, how do you get from nothing to making a beat as soon as possible? The other thing that's become very apparent as we've been showing it to our A-tier artists overseas is that even people who are quite familiar with audio workstations at the moment, they use it as the quickest sketchpad ideas kind of program, and then once they have something they really like, then they bounce it out as stems into, and they finish it off in some of the more mature applications.
Right.
So at the moment we're seeing it be used on both those, which is new people who are learning, plus the professionals about getting ideas out quickly and playing with samples and playing with ideas in their heads.
Yeah, cool. That's which is important because it's like it can take such a long time to set up a whole sort of like workstation and other applications. By the time you're all set up and ready to go, the idea's gone and your feelings are kind of cast aside.
Yeah, that's right. You spend too much of your time on technicalities.
And
so we're doing a lot of that under the covers for you. So it's basic things like keeping all your audio samples and channels in key. You know, that's something that you'd spend a lot of time doing somewhere else and you'd have to keep doing it, whereas we'd do it automatically for you.
Yeah. Shouts out Pitch and Time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's Pitch and Time.
Yeah, big time. So do people need things like hardware and that to get involved with Studio or what?
No, you don't need it. So it supports every piece of DJ hardware we support at the moment, which is, you know, hundreds. And you can use hardware. However, it's also made to only be completely workable on your laptop.
Cool. So people really just need some sort of, like Windows or Apple, obviously.
Yeah, Windows or Apple. You just need a laptop and the desire to.
Jump in. Really.
It's the new internet age. If people can do anything, they just need a laptop. And the main thing they need is desire and time and focus. And
yeah, so totally.
Hoping to do that, what a lot of other programs have done for, say, art or movies, but for music.
Yeah, totally. That's a great way of putting it. And have you had a play with it yourself in terms of making some tracks and that?
Yeah, I do. I'm probably compared to everyone at work, I produce some of the worst tracks around. It's bloody fun, I tell you. And it's relative, right? We have some real pro producers at work.
Yeah, no doubt. As you should do, of course. So for people who are wanting to start off into their world of production with Serato Studio, what is the best way for them to kind of get involved, get the downloads happening, get the app, all that?
Yeah, just go to the just go to serato.com, really. There's a free trial. You can jump in, you can play with it. You can pretty much do everything during the trial period. Then afterwards, you can still play with it. It's just there's a few restrictions there.
Mm-hmm. So that comes to like saving and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and I always say that you know, don't take my word for it. Give it a go, and if you like it, you like it.
Yeah, definitely, and yeah, you will enjoy it. Like speaking personally, I had such a great time. So yeah, thank you so much for putting. You can tell that a lot of thought's been put into the way everything works, right. Just in terms of being able to feel like you can just like get straight into it. And yeah, there's not many things that really do that. So thank you for listening to everybody.
Yeah, we've got quite a big design team that really focused on it, because for us it was really about, can people go from never touching it to intuitively working out how to do it? And so we spent a lot of time, we've basically been working on this for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of think about the three startup product questions that you usually ask yourself: can we build it? Of course we can.
Mm-hmm.
Can we reach our market? It's our market. It's DJs who want to make music. And
yeah.
Then the last thing I didn't know, which was, is it the right product? So we spent the whole 2 years testing it all the way through. Every few months we'd have focus groups, user groups. And so at the end, when we released, you know, a month ago, we're pretty happy that it solves problems and it will be usable.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's good that it's come back from you to say you found it easy.
100%, can definitely vouch for that. So people, head along, Serato, be proud of your local companies doing such incredible work, both here and overseas. Give them a wave when you're walking down Grey's Ave next time. Might be popping out the window or something like that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming through, Young. It was an absolute pleasure to have you.
Cool, thanks for having me.
Yo. Cheers.